Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're hanging out in the break room, watch just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. So I'm leaving yesterday.
Yeah.
Going to my car. And as I'm getting in my car, a disposable cup from like a fast food place blows onto my foot.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I noticed this is because it's different than the ones we see around here.
Oh.
It stood out.
Unlike any other fast food cup?
Well, it was foam. Okay. Remember the old foam cups?
Styrofoam cup.
The styrofoam cup, which I
didn't think they made them anymore.
Yeah. I don't. Are they not legal
in New York?
Do they
still have them in like if you get a Slurpee at 7-Eleven?
No, those are
like paper.
Plastic.
Are they?
Yeah.
Styrofoam, I haven't seen. I mean, I remember I took all mine out and burnt it years ago.
So I was like, why is there a styrofoam cup?
Yeah.
So I looked down, and when I saw the logo on the side,
ooh,
I was shocked.
Okay.
This cup was from Whataburger.
Whoa.
Where's the closest Whataburger?
Okay. Are you guys familiar with Whataburger?
I know the name.
Okay. So Whataburger is a chain that's huge in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They have locations across the Mid-South. Last night, because I was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
I got in my car.
You wanted to see what the closest one,
exactly,
where it was.
Immediately Googled. The closest Whataburger location to us is in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. And that's if that cup was from Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah.
That cup, how the hell did
it come a long way?
Kimmy, it's a fully intact Whataburger cup. It didn't look worn. It didn't look like it was outside for like multiple days. It got all the way from minimum Kansas City to High Falls in Rochester, New York.
All right, so there's two things I'm thinking here.
All right, go.
It could be a ball player.
Oh. But no.
But why would he have the cup?
And the wings are out of town this
year.
No, but I'm saying it could have been blowing around.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, with wind and all that.
Oh, like your mom. Blowing around ball players.
My mother loved baseball.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, she followed the boys.
Yeah, one bat, two balls, all 80. You were saying, I'm sorry.
That, we also get a lot of weird tourists around here.
Okay.
Like all of a sudden you'll see people walking around here with cameras and looking at stuff.
Yeah, but they're all Asian, and I didn't know Asian folks ate Whataburger. You don't want to count a no cheese in China.
No, that's why they want to experience the American cheese.
So they drove from Kansas City.
No, but some of these tour buses show up with a bunch of... where are all these...
Down here, though?
You see them every once in a while. You'll see, not just Asian, but
I've
just, like,
known
people
around
from
here.
They're not from here. They're dressed like they're on vacation. They got big-ass cameras, and they're just walking around here.
Not just Asian guys. All kinds of people I don't understand.
They look like they're in Times Square or something. It could be one of them.
Okay, but again...
They would have to hold on to that disposable cup.
And you're not going to drive, if it's from Kansas City, minimum, all the way from Kansas City without stopping, getting rid of trash, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, for some reason, when you get to Rochester...
You still have it in your hand.
And you chuck it out the window?
Well, that's all I got.
Okay, Kimmy, any theories?
Oh, I just think it's somebody that hasn't cleaned out their car in a really long time.
Ooh, okay, good theory.
Because have you ever been in somebody's car and there's just people that have accumulated stuff? Like things go into their car and they never come out.
Okay.
I just assume it's somebody like that. Like maybe
fell
they
out.
Took a road trip at some point in the last 10 years and it finally blew out of the car or something.
Okay, that's a really good theory. Because it couldn't come by plane. You're not allowed to take a cup of liquid through TSA, right? That wouldn't happen. All right, I don't hate the ball player idea. The tourist one sucks. Kimmy's dirty car theory works. The only other thing I could come up with, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, is this was part of like a food care package that someone brought back to Rochester. And what I mean by that.
But did they give you a beverage?
That wouldn't hold up.
I understand, but that doesn't stop some people.
Yeah.
Because, Kimmy, there are some big-time fast food places everyone knows that we do not have anywhere near us. Think like Waffle House,
yeah.
In-N-Out Burger, mm-hmm. Raising Cane's Chicken,
right?
If someone you know was driving to a town that had one of these restaurants and coming home, would you ask them to bring some back for you?
A beverage?
Well, okay, the beverage is weird, but maybe it just came with like the deal.
Oh, maybe.
I get the,
like,
beverage is strange.
Like the food or the cup, or you know what
the
I mean?
The food.
So, okay.
Right, like, it's not going to be as good because you're not getting
no,
it hot.
No, I would think it would ruin it for you, if anything.
But at the same time, if you want to try this stuff.
But I want to try it. I want to try it at its best.
Okay, but.
Not a day later.
I got it.
What do you got?
I'm going to combo. I'm going to piggyback off of Kimmy's idea of a dirty car.
Okay.
It's a dirty construction truck.
Okay.
Because some of these construction guys are not from here. They come. They're out of town outfits.
They're walking around, looking around.
Yeah. So like some of the.
Did you call them out of town outfits?
Yes, I did.
What are you? So were you Al Capone?
Could have been a construction
crew. After he gets syphilis.
Yes. I bet you it's one of these, like these crane operators and all this stuff.
Bro,
some of these things are not from around here.
The crane operator outside?
I understand.
I went to middle school with him.
Yeah, and then he went off to Kansas City to the crane school.
Crane school?
Yeah. Not like your mom went to crane school.
Boo.
Or she can operate a big one.
Can we get some tomatoes in here to throw at him? 252 WCMF, 252-9263. I'm leaving yesterday. I'm getting in my car. A styrofoam beverage cup.
Yeah.
Blows against my foot. I'm like, styrofoam? I haven't seen one of those in forever. I look down. It's a Whataburger cup. Whataburger does not exist anywhere near us. It's big in the Mid-South, huge in Texas. The closest one to us is Kansas City, Missouri. How the hell does that cup get here? So going back to the whole fast food, bringing it back.
Yeah.
Right? There are other ways to get local favorites than, let's say, your friend is going to go to Ohio and bring you home Raising Cane's and it sucks.
Right.
Have you guys heard of this website called Gold Belly?
No.
You turned me on to it.
Have you looked at it?
Yeah.
Okay. Kimmy, Gold Belly is a company that will send you foods from iconic local restaurants all over the U.S.
And like straight from the store? Or is this something like you have to cook yourself?
Okay. So let's say, Kimmy, you wanted a cheesesteak from Pat's Steaks in Philly.
Yeah.
They make the steak. They cool it down somehow.
Okay.
I think they send it on dry ice. And they deliver it to your door.
Gotcha. So you are responsible for reheating it or whatever you
got
to do.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. But it's also ungodly expensive.
Oh, it have to be, man.
So I looked up last night because I wanted to see if Whataburger was on Gold Belly. Just four cheesesteaks from Pat's. You want to guess?
It's got to be a minimum $100.
$119.
Yeah.
For four.
That's with the shipping, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, $119 soup to nuts. So
for four sandwiches.
For four sandwiches. But...
It's the original, baby.
I mean, you do have the opportunity to eat them anywhere.
Number one.
Just to give you more of a local reference, Gold Belly has Anchor Bar.
Oh.
If you wanted 50 wings delivered to your front door anywhere in the U.S., it would cost you $135.99.
Holy crap. You got to really win some wings, man.
That's, what, $2.50 a wing?
Yes. And, again, and they're cold.
Yes, they're cold wings.
It's not going to be as good.
No.
Okay, but here's the thing.
And if I'm going to try it for the first time, like I get if you've had it before and you're just really craving it and you just want a taste of it, fine. But I don't want my first experience with that new food to be reheated sandwich.
Understood. But let's say that, you live in Rochester.
Yeah.
Rochester's a very unique food town.
Yeah.
And then you have to move away for work or family or marriage
or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, Kimmy, you wouldn't pay, for example, if they had a way to ship a garbage plate.
You probably can.
I've never heard of it.
Well, it sounds like they can do anything.
Well, no, I think they partner with the restaurants.
Certain places.
Kimmy, can you pull up Gold Belly and look up Rochester, New York, and see if there's any restaurants that ship out of town? Because, like, I'm trying to think. Like, there are some really unique things here you can't get anywhere else. The garbage place stands out, but those also would not travel well.
Yeah.
They don't travel well when you get back to your house.
Yeah.
You got to eat it as fast as you can there.
It's too sloppy.
No, that's not.
It would be too sloppy. Like, it would have to be in separate compartments because you couldn't put
It's so sloppy. I can't eat it. It's so sloppy.
It would be all like...
Not like a cheese steak.
No, but like with the mac salad and the potato, and it would all kind of ooze together. That's something you can't... You have to eat it quickly.
I agree with you, but if my... Let's say I get forced to move away from here.
Yeah.
And there's garbage plates on Gold Belly from Nick Tahoe's, and it's $50 per plate.
Yeah.
I can't say I wouldn't spend $100 to have those things delivered to my
house.
But
I'm with Kimmy. I think you're going to be disappointed.
But it's the only way I get it.
It would almost be better to just try to make one yourself.
No, your homemade plate never tastes anywhere close.
I bet you this thing's sitting around in a truck for 2 days It would be delicious.
Sitting around, smelling around?
Yeah.
All right, Kimmy, what do we got on Gold Belly from Rochester, New York?
The only places I'm seeing... I'm not seeing anything from Rochester unless I'm just searching this
one,
but
chains.
It's all coming from like New York, or Brooklyn.
Okay. All right. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
There's
Brooklyn
one in Albany.
Brooklyn plate.
There's got to be something. Hold on.
Let me see
if I can find a better way to look this up.
The bigger the city, the more success you're going to have, right?
Yeah.
Going back to the Whataburger Cup, the mystery of the cup outside, Mitch writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. He says, ever hear of these things called trucks? People get paid to drive them all over the continent every day.
That's true.
But you save the cup until you get to Rochester?
No, but it could have just fallen out of the truck. You know, these guys may not keep their trucks that clean.
Brandon writes, isn't your boss from Kansas City? Could he have brought it?
Oh.
Is he secretly
dropping off
cups?
Sure,
and he didn't want to tell us. I do know people that even if their car isn't super messy, they keep a, I don't know what to call it, like a car
cup.
Oh, pee cup.
At all. No, not a pee cup.
Why
I hope they're
keep...
not peeing in it because they just, they're, it's something they'll fill up with water or whatever drink is available at the time, but they keep that same cup in their car.
A foam cup?
It's usually some type of to-go cup.
Oh.
I've never heard
of
that.
Never done that.
No, I mean, I've kept pee cups in there.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need to do that anymore, you know.
When I'm on a road trip, I do.
No, you
with
don't.
Your kids in your car?
No, not with the kids in the car.
Well,
but if
how
I
often are you on a road trip by yourself?
Well, like, okay, if my daughter...
So you have a pee cup in your car.
Just in case.
No.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get out and pee.
Yeah.
Well, no, sometimes you'll be in a place where there's like other people and I just have to have a place to put my penis.
Yeah, but first of all, I can't do it anymore.
What, put your penis in a cup?
No.
Why?
Because I'm old.
What about being...
I have to pour my penis into a cup.
Poor
penis.
That was the most horrific visual you've ever given me in my life.
Well, that's what my penis does now.
Okay.
You know, it's just kind of there. It's like one tentacle of an octopus. It's just kind of laying there with those little suckers.
Well, your mom was there too? I know, it's gross. I had no choices. Dobby, nope.
My mother.
We've gone too far.
You went too far.
We as a show.
I meant the little sucker cups.
We as a show have gone
you
too far.
You did this.
Sucker did I attach cup. To your mother's tongue?
All right, well.
You need to ditch the pee cup is all I'm saying.
No. I mean, like, if I'm.
Ditch the cup.
Yeah. No.
Especially you got a brand new beautiful car.
That shouldn't be an
option my God.
For you anymore.
You're not doing that now with that beautiful ride you just purchased.
I haven't put the pee cup in there yet.
Do not. That is a beautiful brand new.
It hasn't been installed.
No, it is gorgeous, which is why I don't want to get any pee on it. That's why I have the pee cup.
Man, don't. Oh,
bro,
I can't imagine if you dumped that on
that
beautiful car.
You are the only bitch-ass dude-ass bitch that doesn't keep a pee cup on a road.
I'm confident my husband does not have a pee cup in his truck.
I'm confident
I've never had luck with the pee cup. I'd always overload.
Look, I've made mistakes in my past with the pee cup, but I am now a veteran pee cup. And by the way, Kimmy, if your husband's traveling long distance alone, I 100%.
He would just get out and go.
Yes, I understand, but sometimes
that's what gorillas
not-
do. He just scampers off into the woods, peeing in the mist.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, buddy, what are you doing?
What happened?
Okay, you want to talk about the ultimate unforced error. Right, look, you should never drive drunk. That goes without saying.
Yes.
And if you would, if you were to think about someone that was going to make this poor decision, all you would have to do, driving drunk, that is, all you would have to do is avoid bringing attention to yourself. But apparently, that's not how this guy rolls.
Oh.
Because if a cop were to see this at this time, the first thing you're going to think is this guy is hammered. But it turns out this is not just an individual story, because there is a town in our area who is begging people to stop doing this. You're hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Feel like taking a trip out to Wayne County?
Sure.
Early Friday morning,
police
observed a 23-year-old man doing burnouts and speeding in the town of Palmyra. The man was stopped by the police just before 1:30 in the morning. He was already in trouble for the speeding and the burnouts.
The night burnout.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
One of my favorite Seeger songs.
Night burnouts. Burning out at night.
Woke myself to the smell of rubber. Doing burnouts like no other. Already in trouble for the burnouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But after an investigation, police say the 23-year-old was operating his car under the influence.
Okay.
They say he had a BAC of 0.12.
So he's being accused of an alcohol burnout.
That's right. He was arrested, charged with DWI, amongst other things. He has a court date coming up. What are you doing?
I don't know.
What are you
well,
doing?
He is a kid.
All right, but no, he's not really. He's 23.
Well, 23 is prime burnout time when you're driving a car, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather see you doing burnouts at 23 than 53.
Okay, fine, but I don't. But you're already drunk.
You're drunk driving.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking the drunk out of it, just burnouts in general.
Yeah, we're just talking burnouts.
Okay, but here's
the thing. Nobody sees your burnout at night, so it also is not that cool.
I always thought burnouts were more for you than anybody else,
because
nobody really is impressed by a burnout.
Oh, I don't know. There are some guys that
it's the J.O. of tire moves. It's just for you, man.
But like in this specific story, he hits the unholy trifecta of
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Driving
he did.
Drunk, doing burnouts on a public road, doing it in the middle of the night in a small, quiet town. Mm. You would have had a better chance of getting away with a DWI had you drunkenly drove to the police department, got out of your car and said, I have driven here drunk. Yeah. Like, how effing stupid do you have to be?
Look over here, guys.
And where did
I want all the attention.
So where did he do it where he got noticed then?
It said on a road in Palmyra.
Yeah.
Probably could just be some quiet road where it only takes one person, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Unless the police saw him do it. Yeah. Who the hell knows, which would make him even more of an idiot. But it turns out this is not an isolated incident in our area.
What's going on?
Problem.
Story on News 8 yesterday. There have been, quote, increases in reports of reckless driving and illegal burnouts on local roads. And it's so bad in Leroy, the police department had to go out and make a statement on Facebook.
Wait, they had to issue something?
Yes. So they posted a picture of what looked to be the longest.
I thought it was a fake burnout.
The longest burnout of all time.
I thought it was like an AI burnout. Like somebody typed in long country road with burnout, and that's the image they got.
Tommy, it's like a 200-yard burnout.
God damn, that's like dragsters.
It's insane. It's like you back in your neighborhood with your bike.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Because you know what they called them?
King Skid.
That's right, buddy. So the Leroy Police Department writes on Facebook, we know some of you have been, let's just say, testing the limits of the horsepower on local roads in your dad's 99 Chevy S10. While we appreciate your enthusiasm for driving, we'd like to remind everyone the streets of Leroy are not a racetrack.
All right.
They go on. That said, we hear there's a local event this weekend designed exactly for this thing, an organized safe spot where you can let it rip without putting yourself or
organized
others in danger.
Burnouts.
Wait, there's a burnout festival?
It's what it sounds like.
Where's it at?
He says they're not.
Oh, I know where it's at.
Said that we're not posting a link because we're the police, but if this sounds interesting, you already know where to look. Drive smart, stay safe, and remember, burnouts belong at the track, not on Leroy's back roads.
What if I'm pulling out of the Hot Rod Ranch onto Swamp Road?
Well, how would you know you were at the Hot Rod Ranch on Swamp Road?
Well, there's a sign there.
Yeah, what's it look like?
Well, it's got a sexy gal sitting on the hood of a car.
A greaser's car?
A greaser's car. And there's a greaser behind the wheel.
Would there have been a Batmobile there at one point?
Could have been. You know, you buy the Batmobile, you have to do burnouts.
Well, a Batmobile doesn't burn out. It's already it's too good a car.
Oh, it's got that jet engine in the back.
Are there a lot of people that report burnouts to the police?
Because
I'm thinking it's got to be more like the noise that's annoying you than the fact that somebody's doing burnouts. Because like, I would never think to call the cops on somebody doing a burnout. I wouldn't think that they'd get in all that much trouble.
Well, here's the thing. If it's just the noise, you call for a noise complaint. When the cops get there, there's going to be the skid marks.
Yeah.
They're going to know what was happening, right? I don't know. I didn't think burnouts were still a thing.
I mean, if you have a hot rod.
Okay, who still has a hot rod? Actually, it's funny you bring that up because we're going to talk about that later in the show.
I know, and you know guys with hot rods.
Okay,
we also know guys who think they have hot rods.
Well, any teenage kid with a car is going to try to do a burnout
at some
point.
No, but I'm thinking like guys my age.
Yeah, but there are guys. But Pat was saying he didn't know burnouts were a thing. I think they're always going to be a thing.
I don't know. Like, is there a huge car culture for, like, young kids now?
I don't think they have
the kids that
nice
are drag
cars.
Racing.
Those aren't kids. Those are guys in, like, their 30s and 40s, man.
You have an image of a kid with, like, a Fast and Furious-style car. And I think it's any kid with any car.
But not any car can do a really good burnout.
No,
okay,
but they're going to try.
You say really good burnout.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Solid burnout.
Yeah, you got to look like you're at the Gator Nationals.
Let's not encourage burnouts.
No. Take that down to Florida.
Not a responsible burnout. Only responsible burnouts. 25GWCMF, we have a story of an individual guy, 23 years old, arrested out in Palmyra for drunkenly doing burnouts, according to police. But it's a bigger problem out in Leroy. The police department have had such an issue with it, they put something on Facebook over the weekend, earlier this week, saying, hey guys, we all know burnouts are fun, but keep your burnouts to the law-abiding.
Take it to the track.
You got it.
Take it to the strip.
Howie just wrote me.
Howie?
What to search. He writes me on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He said there's a burnout fest happening in Leroy, and again, I don't want to give out the name of it just in case it's not like
a
legally sanctioned thing. Like actually, now multiple people are saying, if you want, I've been now invited to this thing on Saturday happening in Leroy.
But even if it's a sanctioned event, like you got to practice your burnouts if you're going to be in this competition.
Oh, that's a good point.
Aren't you kind of encouraging burnouts by holding a sanctioned burnout event? Not just saving them for that event.
Well, you had to be careful because you could also F up your tires before you get to the burnout fest.
You could smash your car into a tree.
Yeah.
Do that, too.
You're going to lose control of your car.
That can happen.
252-WCMF. We're talking burnouts, baby, because that's what we do here in the break room. Let's talk to Skyler, our favorite burnout. Hey, Skyler, how are you, buddy?
That was a good one. out where I live, my buddies constantly stop in the middle of the night or any time when they're going by, stop at my house and then do a burnout. So there's like 20 of them going both directions, north and south, out in front of my house. I love it.
Hey, Skyler, do you know anybody that's not a dork?
So at Silver Lake Drive-In out here, they do cruise nights all summer long. And like on Super Cruise Night, they do once a month, and they're like 600, 700 cars.
That's Super Cruise Night.
Everybody was pulling out and doing burnouts, and the cops were pulling them over. So the guy that owns it made a deal with the cops that on cruise night, when you're coming out of there with your hot rod, you can do a burnout.
He cut a deal with the cops.
That makes it 10 times less cool, though, right? Yeah. The cops
cop sanctioned burnout.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's like that's the ultimate issue in your brain as an older man that wants to do burnouts. Because I don't want to disrespect the blue, but I love the burnouts.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody stands there and watches every single one of them. It is cool.
All right. Skyler, thank you, buddy, for the call. Have a good rest of the day. Remember, Kimmy, when you talk about kids, that's a man who I believe is in his 50s who's talking about, I love my friends doing burnouts out in front of my house. Right.
I will say this. If I was home and you told me, hey, man, there's a guy coming by your house. He's going to be out by your house doing a burnout in about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I would go out and look.
Why? You've seen one. Yeah. I met a guy one time told me, you've seen one burnout, you've seen them all. What is different than the next burnout?
I would have to go look.
But what are you hoping to see?
I want to see what kind of car it is.
Okay.
And if you can actually pull it off.
Okay. Are you more impressed if it's like the least likely car to do a burnout?
No, I want to see something like, you know, with some slicks and a wheelie bar.
Okay.
Okay.
Like if I saw somebody do a burnout in like a minivan, I'm like,
All right. That would be, you know what? That would be impressive.
Okay, I want to, again, illustrate, because you say, Kimmy, kids will always do burnouts.
I just figure, like, you can't, there will always be an age range of people doing burnouts.
You know who's done a burnout? Her daddy.
Oh, yeah.
He's got to be king burnout.
Oh, he's still burning out, baby.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably still burnouts on the street I grew up in.
All right, so To get, go along with this age thing,
yeah.
Chase writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He writes very simply, yeah. I'm 19. What's a burnout?
Oh, my God, Chase.
No.
It's what, he, what do you
maybe
want?
So maybe they're going away. Up, though.
What's that?
Maybe it depends on like where you grew up, because there are certain areas where it would be hard to do a burnout.
Oh, they're more burnout friendly. Well, I don't know, because Dave writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. I work on Mount Reed. There are burnout marks on the frontage road. My parking area has potholes and burnout marks.
Damn.
But here, just for the younger listeners that may be listening,
okay, yeah.
What is a burnout?
So it's when you're from a standing start, you do high acceleration, so the wheels are spinning, and the wheels start burning, and it creates smoke.
And marks.
And marks. And so it'll be a skid mark, but it'll almost look like the back of the car is on fire.
Yeah.
That's a burnout.
Pretty much,
I mean,
yeah.
But like, when you explain it like that, it sounds so effortless.
It does.
It looks like the car's on fire, but it's not on fire. It's like fake fire.
But if you
then we made a deal with the cops, we could do it a burnout.
I will say this. If you don't, if the tires don't smoke, it's not a proper burnout.
All right, now we're getting conflicting youth information.
Okay.
Because Liam writes us on Instagram. He says, there's still a young following with cars. Me and two of my buddies have been going down to Watkins Glen to do the flagging. Nothing about burnouts, though.
Mm. Okay.
Jacob writes, I'm 25. I've been doing burnouts since I was 18. He's a veteran in the burnout game.
All right.
Did he wait until he was 18 to do the burnouts?
I mean,
I'm an adult now.
It's a responsible.
Can't wait to do my burnouts.
You know what's funny? As we talk about again, burnouts, the one individual dude doing drunk burnouts, according to police out in Palmyra, and this burnout issue in Leroy. You know, the police department puts in this Facebook post that there is a place this weekend to do the burnouts, which is apparently super popular because I have like 15 messages from people that are telling me.
Coming on down to burnout.
Yeah, they're giving me the name of the place and where it's going to be. Okay, you ready?
I think Billy Kidd's hosting.
Are they going to do it on the top of his head?
That's hard. The poor guy's bald.
Does he not know he's bald?
I don't think so.
You don't. Damon writes us on Instagram. He says the name of the thing. Says it's a great time, a lot of good people. You pay $30, you get a free dinner, unlimited ice cream, iced tea, water, and lemonade.
Wait. How? You get food? It's a catered event?
Doesn't that make the big burnouts?
Ice cream and burnouts.
But here's the thing. Doesn't that make it labor?
Yes.
All you can eat ice cream and burnouts?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Even if you love burnouts.
Yeah.
How many burnouts could you sit down and watch?
I think I could probably.
How long? Like, what's your attention span on that?
I bet you I could watch 30 minutes of burnouts live.
No way.
Live.
No chance.
Now, if I'm out there, I need a drink and a cigar.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I think I could settle in for some burnouts
for about 30 minutes. That's longer than I thought.
Okay, bro. You got 10 minutes of burnouts tops. And that's with the coolest of burnout cars. Like, Dodge Neon shows up first one, you're out.
All right.
We always say we lead the league in Connors.
Yeah.
Connor writes us on Instagram talking burnouts. He said, I'll read it the way I think he's writing it, even though he looks like a younger guy. These burnout guys are terrible. My wife and I had to deal with a guy that did it every day in Hilton up until he flipped his truck back in the beginning of July. Are you hoping for a burnout accident?
No. This was a good burnout. Obviously, I get hurt. But, you know.
That's so full of crap.
A barrel roll would be kind of cool, too.
Joe writes us on Instagram.
What?
By the way, he's got the face of a guy who does burnouts or has had burnouts done on his face. He says, look up Big Indian Burnout Pit. Kimmy, will you look that up? Big Indian Burnout Pit.
So is this like a festival or like a competition?
All I have is the name. That's why I'm asking Kimmy to look it up. Now I have women sending me videos of people doing burnouts.
Oh, wow.
Big Indian Drift Pit.
Okay.
In Irving, New York.
So people go there just to do burnouts.
Yeah, it says the drift pit started as a car and stunt bike show that grew into much more. They have action shows. I don't know. It's pretty vague.
So it sounds like they do all kind of like burnouts, four-wheel drifts, wheelies.
Okay, shut
up. Drive aggressive, be a legend is what it says.
Damn.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Drift school.
Yeah. Drift school?
Four-wheel drift.
I want to go to drift school.
Yeah.
Is that replacing rookie school for
baseball?
Baywatch? Oh. No, that Kimmy and I watch every day is the school we want to go to.
Oh.
Seems way cooler.
Okay.
What?
I'm sorry.
What's the matter?
Oh, you can live stream the events.
Live stream the burnouts.
Yeah.
All right, you're live streaming a burnout event.
Okay, I'm not going on,
Mr. Burnouts.
I said I would take a folding chair and have a drink and watch.
They call him Mr. Burnout.
Mr. Burnout.
So, like, okay, we're on summer vacation.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of younger kids that'll write and try and call the show.
Yeah.
We don't put teenagers on the air because you shouldn't listen to this.
Yeah, true.
But when we get messages, I, I can't help but laugh at the names of some teenagers today.
So we got some young men.
All right. So I'm yes. Leland writes us.
Leland, all right.
On Instagram. I'm 17, and every guy in my grade is trying to do a burnout with whatever vehicle they have.
Well, I guess with Fast and Furious and all those video games they watch, I guess it would be popular.
Fast and Furious is 25 years
old. No, but they're still making them.
Yeah, but it's still 25 years old. It's like saying,
Vin Diesel's in his 80s.
All the kids are excited to go see the new Mission Impossible movie. You see that Indiana Jones with all the kids, the new Indiana Jones?
No, but what all the games they play now? Don't they play like the car chase things? Yeah, what do you do, burnouts and pick up girls?
The last Grand Theft Auto came out like 25 years ago.
So there's like no car video game?
I mean, I'm sure there is. I don't know. Kids these days are doing the Fortnite.
Well, how long can you play Call of Duty? You've killed everybody.
252-DBCMF. We'll take one more call. It's burnout talk.
All right.
Here in the break room at CMF. Steve's got the last word. Hey, Steve. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. So this is probably the worst burnout story in Rochester history, but the kid, like last year at Buffalo Wegman, tried to do a burnout in the parking lot at the gas station and wiped out the gas pump and caused an explosion at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if you remember that.
Did anybody die?
I don't think anybody died, but the kid had wide open parking lots all over that area, and he picked the smallest one with gas pumps everywhere. And it was an explosion there without a gas pump for like 3-4 months, I think.
And it was an explosion there.
So there was smoke, so it's an official burnout.
There you go. It's the biggest burnout of all time. Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest.
His car was actually on fire.
Okay, I'm sorry. All
right, what happened to
you? I said we're going to end on that. No. But this message is just too good.
What do you got?
Jacob writes us on Instagram. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Look up Cletus McFarland. He live streams everything he does on YouTube, burnouts, racing, etc. What are you doing? I'm watching Cletus McFarland do burnouts on YouTube.
Cletus?
Cletus?
Cletus McFarland's burnout channel? And school. He live streams them?
Cletus McFarland.
I mean, why not?
According to Jacob, live streams all his burnouts.
If your name is Cletus McFarland,
if your name is Cletus,
live stream your burnouts.
Yeah, you should know how to do a proper burnout.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're going to make fun. This is a big deal. Huge deal. In fact, I've already got people on Instagram writing me guessing what this is, and they're all guessing right, and they're thrilled.
Can't wait to hear.
Because this could be the most anticipated one of these collectibles that are so in demand.
Yeah.
One local store has to hide them and limit how many you can buy.
Wow.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the Bills are back at St. John Fisher University today after their public day off yesterday. We're going to talk to our good buddy Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan just after 9:45-ish, 9:40. But before we get there, there was a leak yesterday.
A leak?
Well, we're waiting on the new uniforms for the Bills, the alternates. That was not the leak. This leak had people more excited than that.
Well, what are they leaking?
Well, a couple of years ago, Fisher-Price, which is a Buffalo company, teamed up with the Buffalo Bills to put out little people.
Oh, those little, like, the little case I see in Wegmans?
Yeah.
There's like four of them?
Yeah, you got it. But little people have been, like, the signature toy of Fisher-Price for, like, 80, 90 years.
I think it's called those like Weebles or something like that.
No, it's not. They're little. They're called Little People. That's the name of the toy.
Do they want to be called Little People?
I don't know. I never asked them. They used to be made out of wood. Then they were made out of plastic. Then they gotcha. Make them bigger because kids were choking on the Little People.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So the Bills were the first team to do this ever.
Little toys.
Yes. And they were so wildly popular.
Yeah.
The first time the Bills did it.
Oh, the kids must have been lining up. The little children.
Amongst others.
No, the children.
All right, Kimmy, just to show you how popular they were the first time they came out.
Yeah.
Can you eBay first Bills Little People set and tell me how much they cost? Because the Bills and Fisher-Price had so much success with this, Fisher-Price then expanded this to every team in the NFL.
Wow.
And now, every year, every team in the NFL gets a brand new Little People set.
But so do they feature different players every year or the same player?
Bingo. Yes and no. I think there's always a Josh Allen.
There has
got to be an anchor.
Yeah, there may have been
two seasons now with the Deion Dawkins.
Yeah, it's the most popular player.
But like your little nephew, he must love this stuff.
I get one for him every year.
I bet you do.
I do.
And that's it. You just get the one.
What year was it? 2022?
It's the first one. No, it was like 5-6 years ago. It might have been pre-COVID.
The only ones I'm seeing are 2022 when I type in the first ones.
That's because it may be. How much are they going for?
Not that much.
Okay, so that's not the one I'm talking about. Maybe they're so rare now that you can't
You could get a full set for like 250, so all every year of
is
Little
that
People.
Five of them? It doesn't matter. Yeah, what I'm right. getting yeah. at is this.
What's that?
And I'm going to get to you. I know what you're trying to say.
No.
Yesterday, this year's Little People for the Buffalo Bills was leaked on Reddit, and we now know which four people will be featured in the Little People this year.
Okay, who are we getting?
Okay, first of all, Josh Allen, because of course. Then, Jim Kelly.
No kidding.
They're going throwback.
So he's never been?
He has never been a little person.
Look at that.
But he's a little person this
year. So is it like young Jim?
Yeah, it looks like prime Jim, because he's in his uniform.
All right.
Then, Marv Levy.
Wait. Old man?
Marv Levy with gray hair, too.
Okay.
Why would they do some old fart?
They've already done Sean McDermott. So you got to give these.
Man, who wants a coach?
I like my McDermott one. He's bald. I like him. Smiling.
Coach Dahl?
Yeah.
All right.
And then a Bills fan. I put my member of Bills Mafia. Okay. Also
so you're only really getting one new player.
Well,
you're not really getting any. This
one's
all new. Sucks.
They're all different than last year.
Wait a minute. You're getting no players except for Josh.
No, Josh and Jim.
No, Jim hasn't played in 30 years.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Marv Levy, hey. Give him a close to the end. The guy's 90.
He's actually, I think he might be 100 now.
He's not 100.
I think he's 100.
So this is a doll of a 100-year-old man that hasn't been on the field in over 30 years.
He's 99 years old, yeah.
Oh, my God. They got a Jack Kemp coming?
I would buy a Jack Kemp. That'd be awesome.
I do have a question.
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
Did they do the throwback players this year because they didn't know who to include?
No, I think they did the throwback players because they're honoring the end of the stadium because the background.
Okay.
There's always like a football background.
Right about Ralph.
I see.
That
makes sense.
Oh.
He's the guy that started this.
Well, in the background is the stadium's thing, the Ralph Wilson thing in the background. So you'll have the stadium in the background, the three players, and the Bills fan up front. Now, we don't know when they're going to be released, and these actually shouldn't have been released. It was somebody took a picture of it and put it on the
internet. It'll be out soon, I'm sure, because people want these for Christmas and things.
Oh, no, they'll be out within the next like week or two.
Oh,
I'm
guessing.
Usually like around the start of the season.
Yeah. But these are so popular that Wegmans stores, most of them, will keep them behind the service desk and limit them to purchases per customer.
Like cigarettes?
They do.
Do you think they realized the demand, though? Because last year they were still on the shelf. Like, you know how they sold out so fast you couldn't even get them on the shelf? Last year they had them well into the season still.
Maybe they overproduced them. They also did two last year. They did the two Bills ones. They did the standard Bills one, and then they did a red jersey Bills one where you could get James Cook in there, too. I got both of those.
All right, fantastic.
So, like, when this comes up, I get them every year. I get one for my nieces.
Yeah.
I get one for my nephew, and then I get one for me.
Fantastic. And this one has, like, a nursing home vibe to it.
Yeah, so does this show. But it sucks because you can only buy two per visit.
Well, you could go back the next day.
No, I have to go to. There's two Wegmans around the street corner. I have to go to two Wegmans to get them.
Let me tell you something. You don't think if you go outside, put them in your car, come back, and they'll sell you two more.
I don't want to be a dick.
What do you do with them?
You're already a dick. You're buying toys for yourself, King Dick.
Like, I know you give the toys to your niece, but what do you do with the one for you?
So I have them in a pyramid in my man cave up on a shelf.
Okay. At least you're putting them on display. Like, I figured these just kind of went into storage somewhere.
They will. Eventually.
No. They're on display. They make me happy. Why do you hate joy?
I don't get joy.
I just picture the day like your daughters are cleaning your house out.
Oh, my God.
Or even if you and your wife decide to, like, move out, downsize, do whatever.
Uh-huh.
And somebody's got to, like, go through.
You got so much crap in that house,
all this stuff. Like, why was Dad buying toys for himself?
My kids.
They're going to look, hey, this guy's been dead for 30 years.
Again, I don't have a doll for you. It's Marv Levy.
You should put my elder ass up there with the rest of them.
You wish.
Oh, but you look like 99-year-old Marv Levy doll.
I'll take it.
252 WCMF. Yesterday, a photo of the brand new Bill's Little People set leaked on Reddit. You're going to get Josh Allen, Jim Kelly, Marv Levy, and a Bills fan all in front of the sign for the stadium to honor the last year of the stadium. And again, like, you guys are making fun of me. Every adult in Rochester
buys
these.
It's a little sad.
Everybody, like, you're the guys are the only ones that think this is dumb.
Well, my husband did buy one, but he's like, I don't know what to do with this now, because it's just sitting in our attic. It's kind of weird that we just have this child's toy.
But he bought it.
We don't have kids.
But he still bought it. He's a pretty cool guy for buying it in the first place. Shut up. You don't know. Here's the thing.
What's that?
When I was a kid,
having kids and getting it. Like, kids would love this, but I just don't get people who buy toys just to keep them in the package.
I know
there's a lot of people out there that do it. I don't get the whole draw of it.
When I was a kid, they had these sports toys. Maybe you remember them, called starting lineups. Do you remember those? Okay. And if you've never seen these before, they were posable action figures, and they made them for, like, you know, every NFL team. But because the Bills weren't very good towards the end of starting lineup, there was only, like, one Bill.
Yeah.
It's like Doug Flutie or Antoine Smith or Quinn Early. Who wanted Quinn Early?
You lost me after Flutie.
Exactly. So, like, I was always really excited to see this stuff when I was a kid when they would show up in stores because it was rare to find a Bill. So now I, like, have that same excitement because, like, if I would have had this when I was, like, 12, I would have probably younger. But I would be really excited. Shut up. You guys are dicks.
No, we're not dicks.
No, you are dicks.
I just move on, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.